Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Coach Karen Scott. Thank you, everyone, who has joined us far. We will be starting shortly, if I can just talk. As always, a lot of power-packed information to share with you, and I'm looking forward to just really bringing forth some positive information this evening. Again, you are on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Coach Karen Scott. I am a certified purpose and character development coach, as well as a health and wellness distributor with Youngevity. With the coaching, I work on focusing on optimal wellness for the mindset, and with Youngevity, optimal health for our physical body. Again, thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us. Excuse me, I had a little technical difficulty there. Just wanted to touch on a few things before I get started. I do have a newsletter that I just launched on Monday, and if anyone's interested in signing up for the newsletter, they can inbox me on Facebook or they can text me at 908-432-1065 with their email address. This newsletter is weekly, so it comes out every Monday, and it just gives a little inspiration and just a couple, you know, tips on health and wellness and just sharing information to help others with positive impact. So, you know, we've been talking about mindful thinking and eating and reading and just mindfulness in general. So I was trying to think about what to share this evening, and so I decided that I would just touch on a topic regarding success. How do we see success? What do we think of when we hear that word, success? Will you be successful when you get a certain title at work or make a certain amount of money or when you get married or have children or your first dream home? But the truth of the matter is, success looks different for each and every one of us. And to find true happiness, we really need to define what success really means to us, whether it's in our relationships, you know, our businesses, our ministries, anything that relates to us personally. So I was looking at a couple of ways we can redefine that success. We always, in our culture, as I mentioned previously, describe or define success through money, job, titles, and possessions. But the truth of the matter is, success is about living with a purpose, using your strengths, and tapping into your passions. And most importantly, following your dreams that will focus on being service to others, making that positive impact in the world. Because once you have that passion, you can tap into your purpose, and then your purpose will help you push forward, pursue, activate, and execute your dreams. Your dreams then become a service or an act of service to others, as long as positive. And one thing we have to remember about our purpose, it really isn't about us. It is about others and uplifting them as well. We talk about aiming, like, to the highest point for success. But is that really success? It's not about, you know, how high you can go and, you know, how big you can get. it is about, you know, attacking and heading towards that goal line, but you have to start looking at it as being your best in each moment, with each and every step that you take, so that you can accomplish your goals again through uplifting and encouraging others. And learn how to measure that success by your standards and not society. We always want to, you know, live up to what people think or what the world thinks, but it's really about what we think based on our relationships, our jobs, our finances, spiritual. You know, identify and measure each area in your life that will help you succeed. I think about the measuring of my coaching, which I started back in 2015 when I had, you know, to do the online training and certification, and how I was really, and still am, excited about the process, but the process was small baby steps. So I could see it, you know, slowly but surely moving in the direction that I wanted it to move in. Because I, before I even started to take on clients, I really needed to understand what it is that my coaching was going to be and how it was going to be an impact on others. So, yes, I do help people find their purpose by tapping into their spiritual gifts, talents, and abilities, not only tapping into them, but helping them discover and develop those abilities in addition to their character, because it's about integrity as well. So I take my small steps. 2016, I think that's when I took on my first client. I had a few pro bono clients, but I actually had, that was like my first paying client. And that was still small steps because I still had to figure out, you know, okay, what kind of modules am I going to come up with? So here I am in 2018. I have, I think I have about 6 or 7 clients now, but I have a great base when it comes to my coaching modules. And the other thing about my coaching is that even though I have these modules, I still customize them based on the individual. So everything that we do in life, and that was just one example, you know, we're talking spiritually, we're talking, you know, family, whatever it is that you think of, it's always a measure. Success is not measured by how much money you make. It's nice to make that, but it's measured by the impact that you're making on others. And that leads into the next. What is your impact? What are you doing that's making a positive difference in the world? You will live a more meaningful and purposeful life when you know what you're doing to make a difference, and to know that difference is positive, and to know that the difference that's positive is helping someone else to have a better life. And is that success helping you to become a better person as you journey through the obstacles and disappointments during your success process? And when you face those disappointments or obstacles, are you getting better at those obstacles? Is that making you better or bitter? Because sometimes when we go through, it's to help us strengthen and move forward. It helps us become more, I guess you could say, faithful, believing that whatever it is that you're going to do, you could do it. Obstacles, trials and tribulations, they are meant to help us grow on our journey. Sometimes you might have to take a step back and think about what you've been through and how, you know, you can make it better, or how it has made you better, or the things you need to do differently. So when you think about success, I ask that question again, what does it mean to you? How do you measure it, and what's your impact on others, and is it positive? Have you made an impact on anyone and seen a difference in that person, or had the person approach you and, you know, maybe thank you for whatever it is you may have done? Everything we do is always to be for the betterment of others and the uplifting of the kingdom. So we try to go into the second half of mindful thinking, because I'm going to talk about having that mindset to know if an opportunity or an open door is truly from God. So I'm going to open it up for a couple minutes to see if anybody has any comments and share. I kind of like to keep it interactive so that people have something, because it's something you could say that might impact me or whoever's on the line. So bear with me 1 second. Okay, the line's open. If anybody has any comments or anything they'd like to add or share regarding what I've talked about before.
Hello.
Good evening. How are you?
Good. A good way, because that was all great, obviously, but a good way to... And what you're going to mention it later is to always have that question in the front of your mind. Is this God's dream or will for my life? Because, like, as long as he's up in the front, then you're good to go. But you'll probably say that.
Oh, my gosh. When you hear it, you're just probably going to be like, right on point, right on point, right on point. Awesome, awesome. Anybody else? I don't want to, you know, cut anybody short if they had anything they wanted to add, because I wanted to, you know, get into the second portion, but I also like to give people a chance to say something if they have to or if they want to. If not, we'll go ahead and move forward, and I will mute the phones back out. Bear with me 1 sec. Okay, so in line with what I was just speaking about, the mindful thinking and knowing when an opportunity or a door is open is truly from God. Now, when we have an opportunity or an open door come before us, we tend to get excited and, oh, wow, can't wait to see, you know, what's happening. I can't wait to see what God has, you know, brought forth for me. And just, you know, just really so excited. I mean, sometimes you're not sure about that door because you're not sure if you want to walk through, because you're kind of unsure, is that a door that God wants you to go through? Is this an opportunity that God truly sent it? Even with that excitement, it really doesn't mean that it's from God. That's why it's so important to build your relationship with God each and every day. Because as you're building that relationship, it will help you discern being that key word, to know if an opportunity or an open door is truly from God. So let's look at some principles that the Bible gives us to help you discern if an opportunity or an open door is from God. One thing for sure, if there is an open door from God, it will not conflict or contradict his word. You know, we get excited when, you know, I'm just going to use this as an example, but there's many other things we can use. But we get excited, you know, when we get a, you know, a job, or, you know, we have our ministries or our business, whatever it is that you have, and you make it, you know, the money that you think you should be making, and you think, oh, this is a great opportunity from God. But even because you think this is an opportunity from God and it's keeping you from staying in fellowship or serving in the church, is it really from God? Because one thing God tells us not to do is to be so indulged in our work that we are neglecting our worship time. Hebrews 10:25 says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as in the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. We should always be in fellowship with one another, because that time is another time for us to uplift, encourage, and edify one another. God will not lead us into an opportunity, as I said before, or a door, if it conflicts or contradicts his word. He doesn't lead us in it to that opportunity or open door if it involves you becoming disobedient or compromising. He didn't open that door. But guess what? We always like to think of a way to justify by compromising or twisting the scripture for our benefit. But we have to be careful, because when it contradicts God's word, it's more of a temptation, not an open door for him. James 1:13-14 says, let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. An open door by God will be confirmed by his word. How is that possible when it comes to confirmation from God? In most situations or matters, it can come from verses from the word, advice or a message from a pastor, advice or a message for someone that you respect who is grounded in scripture. Confirmation comes in a lot of ways, but it's always going to be aligned with what God's word says. And it's always going to be mindful thoughts based on what the word of God has said. You know, because sometimes you might say something to someone and you might think maybe you shouldn't have said it, but it was something that needed to be said in a positive manner. And then you begin to see, you know, various scriptures come aboard or come across your path, whether it's online or whether you're reading or even quotes or anything. Anything that aligns with the word of God is confirmation based on his word. Even a circumstance that is not compromising will continue to come forth. Because you'll hear people talk about something and they'll say, oh, wow, confirmation. You know, all week long, we're talking about removing toxic people from our lives. And all weekend and all week, I have seen various things, starting with, you know, the word of God, how having those type of people in your life will stunt your growth, whatever it is that God has for you, because you're not going to see it, because you have those toxic people who begin to bring mindless thoughts across your path instead of mindful thoughts. That's why it's so key to continue to build your relationship with God through his word, through prayer, through meditation, you know, just study. Ask him for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, because as you do that and study the word, then you'll begin to get the discernment that you need so you can move forward and understand if a door or an opportunity is truly from God. And as I said before, prayer, discernment, and seeking godly counsel will help you distinguish if that open door or opportunity and confirmation is wholeheartedly and truly coming from God. An open door from God requires us to fully depend on Him, always, always seeking Him in everything that we do. 1 Corinthians 2:14 says, "But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolish to him. Nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." So again, if you're not spiritually educating yourself through the Word, you will not see things in a spiritual manner. You will see it in a worldly, mindless manner. And when you think about the book of Proverbs, and it talks about, you know, the road to wisdom and how following that road and, you know, that leads you to the road of righteousness, or you want to be following the road of folly, which that will truly lead you to the road of destruction. So it's so important to fully depend on God and seek Him. And when you're thinking about that opportunity or open door and you're really not sure if it's truly from God, ask Him by speaking to Him through godly counsel in His Word. Ask Him to give you the assurance and peace when making your decision. And remember, the door that He gives you or opens for you is just not any door, but you'll know it's the right one to enter. And remember, when He does open a door, even if it's a door you went into and you know, you feel a little uncomfortable, but that's to help stretch you and strengthen you in your faith. You know, God is there with us wherever we go, no matter what direction in life we go. He is there as long as we allow Him to come in to our hearts, to our relationships, as we build our relationships with Him and grow with Him. That will continue to bring on those mindful thoughts, the mindful thinking. You will think about what you're thinking before you say what you're thinking, because you're going to say to yourself, "Is this what God would do? Or what would Jesus do?" You would always ask that question, no matter what it is that you're doing. If you're unsure, that's the questions you will ask. You won't go into anything mindlessly. Always pray for before you make decisions. You know, we pray when we wake up, you pray before you go to bed, you pray before you eat, pray before, you know, again, like I said, making major decisions, whether it's college or going to school, or, you know, is this the right person to date, or is this the right job, or is this the right thing for my ministry? You just, you know, continue to pray and seek God in everything that you do. As Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." No matter what we do in life, we have to seek God in everything. In everything. We need to seek Him. We need to thank Him. We need to praise Him and ask for continued guidance and direction in everything that we do. Every decision in our life should be done through mindful thinking. So when you think about mindful thinking, you know, versus mindless thinking, and then earlier I mentioned about measure of success and all of those things, be sure when you do anything based on the success and the things I shared with you earlier, do it mindfully. Not mindlessly, but mindfully. Think about those things that drive you towards your success? Is it something that's going to be positive or make a positive impact? Is it really something that God is asking you to do? Be mindful. Be ready for that transformation. Transformation, that's a daily thing. You hear about the scripture where it tells us not to conform to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's a daily, daily process. Each and every day, we are learning, growing, and transforming by the renewing of our minds. We are truly working towards the mindful thinking. You will begin to think about thoughts that you wouldn't say before you say it, because you're going to be mindful of what you're saying. Read mindful books. You have the Bible. You have books that are based on, you know, personal and self-development, you know, various people out there. I have a book that I'm reading now, Successful Women Think Differently, 9 Habits to Make You Happier, Healthier, and More Resilient by Valerie Burton. Then you have so many other books. You have John Maxwell. You have Steve Harden, Napoleon Hill. Oh, there's so many. Brian Tracy. There's just so many books out there that continue to help you think positively. If you change your thinking, you change your mind. So you go from mindless to mindful thinking. And it will make you not only be a better person, but you'll feel like a better person, and you will be that person that people will look to because of that mindful thinking that you have. That's that light. When you think differently, you look differently. So just remember, we must be mindful to know if an opportunity or open door is truly from God. And when that door is open, you ought to be ready to make that major, major positive impact. Just make sure that the door you're in or going through or the opportunity that you're taking on doesn't take you away from seeking God. Because if it takes you away from that, then I would tend to believe that that door and opportunity is not from Him. Mindful thinking. Be mindful in everything that you do. I'm going to open it up before we close out, see if anybody has comments or just shares. Before I open it out for questions or comments, you know, just mark your calendars, because I'm trying to think. Not next Friday. So actually it's going to be the first Friday in June, but it might be next Friday. But anyway, we're going to do or have an interactive virtual radio show party. So you'll still be calling in, but it's going to be a party. So whatever snacks or beverages that you like, you need to have more hand. It's going to be a lot of interaction, and the call is just going to be open for everybody to share. And we're going to talk a lot about being mindful and what you think it is and the things that, you know, you've done or will do to keep you in that direction. So this call is open if you have anything you want to share.
No, you pretty much said it all, because being mindful is key, and listening and paying attention to God, and it's easier to hear Him when you don't have a bunch of distractions around. And that's anything from technology, even to your own brain sometimes, because you got to tell that to be quiet. But to really hear Him, you do need like a complete silence. And I know somebody, I was going to try that, and I used to have it. But, like, even if it's, like, a corner in your room where you get, like, some, like, cool pillows or, like, a blanket and your Bible is next to you and like a journal or stuff. Just, well, I mean, even mm-hmm. just do it at your desk, but just have a spot even when you could, where you could talk to him. I mean, if that's at your, the foot of your bed or on your knees, just praying. But I think silence is key.
Yes. Yes. And sometimes that we need that, because when you get rid of all that white noise, and like that suggestion you made, that's a great suggestion. It's like you said, just take a corner, whether it's your bedroom or, you know, your living room, somewhere where it could be your sanctuary, where you can kind of just clear your brain out, clear your heart out, so that you can, you know, receive and hear God, you know, through all that. Because sometimes when you have a lot going on, you don't hear anything. It's to the point that with distractions, and I think next week I'm going to talk about ways to get rid of toxic people, but like distractions and toxic people, because then you begin to, mm-hmm. it's really amazing, but you begin to feed off of them. Your brain begins to feed off of those toxic people. That's why it's so important to be strong in your relationship with God. So important to stay around positive people, and, you know, just always reading and, you know, sharing positive thoughts. And it's just always, each and every day, you have to do this. We have to do that, because you don't need a lot for something negative or toxic to even try to come in and just mess you up. Because then you begin thinking just like them. So that's why we have to stay on the mindful thinking road, as opposed to the mindless thinking. So, like I said, I will be talking about ways to help and get rid of toxic people, because they're there, and they really come around you when you're really trying to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Positive. They come around when you're really trying to do something positive. They like to throw that doubt into you or that fear into you. And then you just decide, you know what, I guess I'm not going to do it. But I'd be like, yeah, I'm doing that, because I'm going to do just the opposite. So I try to stay that way. And I try to stay around mindful people, positive people. Anybody else? I see a few people out there. Like I said, I always like to give you the opportunity to share. I mean, if you don't, that's fine too. I just appreciate you, you know, joining the show, and hope that I see you on the call or hear you on call next week, God willing. Please, 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 please invite and share with others, because I'm just about making positive impact on others and just sharing the good news to let people know. It could be that person that could be going through something for that day, and then something that's being shared here on the show may, you know, may make them smile. And that's all I'm trying to do, is just keep everybody smiling. No matter what your day is like, it's always going to be better. Every second gets better. If you're on the line, or if you, you know, you're talking, and 30 seconds later or 60 seconds later, you're through that. You're through that minute. God brought you through that minute. Then he brings you through, you know, another minute. Then that minute becomes 30, and then the minute comes 60. Then it becomes 120, and then it goes on to a whole day, and then now you're into another day, and God has brought you through that other day, the next day. Just when he was going through all this. And he still brings us through each and every second. We have to look at it like that, second by second, day by day. Mindful thinking is about focusing on the moment that you're in. That's what it's about. So I thank everybody for joining us again. If you're interested in receiving my weekly newsletter, you can text me or you can inbox me on Facebook. And I will be glad to send you the link so that you can sign up for it. I offer VIP coaching sessions. You can do the same. Text me or inbox me if you're interested, or you can go to my website, www.renewyourminddaily.com. You can also sign up for the newsletter there, and you can also check out the various coaching programs that I have. And just remember, those programs are just a few. I always add to my modules, and again, they're always customized based on the individual, as well as information needed regarding longevity, that's also on there as well. It's about optimal health and wellness and sharing with one another, because that's what my purpose is, to do that, to share with others and to increase their optimal health and wellness, to make that impact. So thank you, everybody. Love you guys. I am blessed by your presence, and I look forward to being on the show next Friday, God willing. Have a blessed night. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
You're welcome. Appreciate you guys. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.